The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands. Need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, every single day.
Kind of felt like we were on vacation yesterday with that weather we had.
It was. Yeah, I spent a lot of time outside, yeah, which is really nice.
Colleen Allsburg this week in for Rose Gray. Rose is still down at spring. No, that's not going on anymore, is it?
No, she's coming home today,
yeah,
I believe.
I was going to say, they're actually playing baseball now.
Exactly. Yeah, so she could have came home a couple days ago, but of course
not. Of course. She's just chilling out, enjoying life. That's
she should.
Good. Well, you know what? When she leaves, we get to announce a bunch of cool stuff.
So exactly.
That's on you to get all the kudos now. So let's talk about that. If we text FWT today, what do we get?
We're still going to get the same thing that we got last week. You're going to go right to our group department, our Fox World Travel page, and you'll be able to see all the new things that we've offered from last week, and we've got six new ones this week, and there's more coming. It's just crazy. I'm so glad to be here these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, so we're announcing 2026 trips, and you can text FWT to 855-616-1620. You'll get the link so you can get the preview, but can you quickly do a recap of last week, what we all announced? Do you have that in front of you?
You're putting me on the spot, actually. I don't have that in front of me, but there's
some
really...
We've announced a ton of them. I mean, it was crazy.
I can give you a kind of an idea, because there's some really cool ones there. We've got, let's see if, I don't want to give away the new ones yet, do I? They're all there. We've got the Tuscan Vineyards and Cuisine, which is something that I'm doing May 1st this year,
okay,
which is a little bit different. If you've been to Italy before, this is a great one because it's a hub and spoke. So we just fly into Florence, do Monte Catini for 7 nights, 2 nights in Florence, and kind of concentrate on the Tuscan region and the great food in that and wine and all that wonderful stuff. We've got Scandinavian Capitals, which is a women's only tour, trying something new there.
Have you ever done that before?
I've done Scandinavia, but I have never done it with all women.
Okay.
I think it'll be fabulous either way. I love Scandinavia. It's one of my favorite places, beautiful countries, that whole area. We've got Cruising the Coast of Croatia by Yacht, which is pretty cool.
Awesome.
That's going to be a small amount of folks on that, so it's going to be very, very kind of posh. I like that. We've got Swiss Splendors by Rail. That's in July. That's kind of neat, too, concentrating on Switzerland, doing some train tours. We're doing Portugal again, which is kind of the hot spot. I'm doing that one. That one sold out really quick. So I'm doing it this year in September, and then we've added another one for next year.
Okay.
And then we've got Best of Italy, of course, and that one's starting to book up already. I can't believe it. That when we announced that last Saturday, I went back to the office and I was like, bam, bam, bam. They were just booking like crazy. And then, of course, I can't go without saying that our Alaskas are really doing well.
You have Alaska trips? No way.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty crazy, huh? This will be my 30th year going to Alaska. So we've got 26 up for sale. We've got six great dates and two different departure or two itineraries. We've been doing these Alaska trips forever. They are the best as far as I'm concerned, working with Holland America. I know Rose, she had a big uptick in hers this past week. So lots of people booking on Rose's, and mine are pretty much about half to a third or two thirds full already. But there's plenty of other options that you can choose from. So get on that Alaska. Don't wait too long.
All right. As we go through the show, we'll announce some more trips that were released this week. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. If you have questions or you just want to talk travel or you want to text FWT to that number to get the link, it's all there waiting for you. Thanks for listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Breezy, a chance of showers, especially to the north today. A high of 68, but it's just falling from here on out. So it's just going to get colder. Lucky us.
Yay.
Colleen Allsburg here for Rose Gray, and we are talking new trips for 2026. But before we go there and announce some this week, let's talk about a couple of trips that are already up there that we can still take this year.
Absolutely. We've got some good space left on our 2025 trips. And one of our most special ones, I think, is going to Morocco. And you're going to be traveling with Rose Gray. So how can that? How can you beat that?
How can you go wrong?
Exactly. This is really a neat trip. I've noticed that a lot of my coworkers are going to Morocco this year. They're getting offered some trips through the different vendors over there. And it's kind of getting hotter and hotter. And it's just such a neat location. And this one is all-encompassing of Morocco. So you're going to go to some great cities that I can barely pronounce, but you'll hit Casablanca. You'll spend two nights there. You're going to Rabat and to Fez and Erfoud and Rissani. I hope I'm pronouncing these right. Feel free to text and say I'm not. But it's just a neat trip, and it's going this next fall. So you'll be going September 6th through September 17th. So a nice time of the year to be there. It's somewhat warm. Not overly hot. I think it's going to be a nice temperature for you to go. Rose will be taking you on this wonderful 12-day trip, and just kind of I think you're going to just enjoy the sights, the sounds, the smells. You'll see the markets. You'll have an opportunity to go on a camel ride, I'm sure. She loves camels. Make her do that again, please. So it's just neat. So take a peek at that one. It's on our website. And again, it is called The Moroccan Discovery with Rose Gray in September.
I would always suggest going to foxworldtravel.com and looking at these trips. Just click through every page of them, and just it's going to make you want to go.
Absolutely.
It's just beautiful. The website, the job they've done with this website is fantastic.
Yeah, so. I have to give some kudos to our friend Katie Cagle. She is our guru, and she does such a great job always upgrading and making things a little bit more special.
All right, so we have that one, and then you're going to Egypt.
Yeah, I just like to bring that up again. I've got a great trip October 21st through November 3rd. It is doing Egypt and the Nile, and this will be my fourth trip there, and my friend Hazem will be our guide again. It's always good to have people that know you, and he is just the most amazing Egyptologist and kind person that you could ever travel with. So I've kind of been sticking with him through all of my trips to Egypt, and I love it. Your mom, I went along. She, I think, loved it as well. But we start in Cairo. We just do a quick night there, and then we fly to Luxor, where we get on board a brand new refurbished ship. We do seven nights a Nile cruise. We do Luxor, so we do the Valley of the Kings. We try to throw in a hot air balloon experience, which is just incredible. We do go up to Aswan. We see the dam. We go to the Luxor temples. We go into have an opportunity to see the tombs in the Valley of the Kings. You can go into the King Tutankhamun's tomb if you wish to see the beautiful artwork and colors, Ramses' tomb as well. There were so many Ramses. I think I've seen Ramses 1, 2, and 3. And then we head back to Cairo for three nights, and we do the Sphinx and the pyramids and do the Saqqara. And the most incredible thing we got to see this past year, 2024, we got to see the Gem, which is the Grand Egyptian Museum. It opened 2 days before we got there. Yeah. We were one of the first groups to go in, and it was absolutely spectacular. It's the most beautiful museum I've ever seen in my life. So if you have any inkling to go to Egypt, it's just full of such great history. It's what you read about when you were a kid, and that's what I always loved about Egypt. I wanted to see what I read about, you know, Caesar and Cleopatra and Mark Antony and the kings and queens, and got to walk in the footsteps of Cleopatra. For me, that was just the end-all be-all of that trip. So come along with me. It'll be a great time.
Brendan Fraser and the Mummy. You forgot that classic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so still plenty of good trips to be had this year. So
absolutely.
Go to foxworldtravel.com and check it out. We've teased people long enough. When we come back, we'll announce more trips for 2026. If you want to get a leg up on us announcing it, though, text FWT to 855-616-1620. That's the Sighting Unlimited talk and text line, and you'll get a link. Capitalize that FWT to 855-616-1620. It's a Fox World Travel show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Brewers home opener Monday against the Royals, 1:10 first pitch. Everybody's excited for baseball, and it'll actually be here in Milwaukee, which will be nice. Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. If you text FWT, you get a link to all the big announcements for 2026, and let's go through some of them now, Colleen Allsburg.
Okay. First of all, I'm kind of excited about this one, the Mekong River with Two Nights in Saigon. That one is in February, the 10th through the 21st. We're doing that with Avalon Waterways this go-around. One of Rose's favorite places in the world is Vietnam and Cambodia.
Yeah.
So here's a chance for you to get there with a couple nights in Saigon as well. Then we have something a little bit different. We've never done this before, but we're doing an Alaska land trip. So no cruise included, but we're going in the winter. And I know that sounds crazy, but we're doing that for two reasons. We're doing it for Iditarod and also the Northern Lights.
That'll be cool.
It's pretty neat. It's March 2nd through the 8th, so it's just a week. Short trip up to, you're flying into Fairbanks, coming down to Anchorage, doing the train, getting some neat things in, going to the University Museum up in Fairbanks, and then getting to know some sled dogs. So kind of a thing I've always wanted to do. I'm not sure. I don't know if I'm doing it or not, but it's, if you don't want to cruise Alaska, if you've always wanted to go up there in the winter, to have an opportunity to see the Northern Lights, this is really cool.
I know that we've had people in the past ask about the Iditarod and if there's ever trips going. Well, here they are.
Well, here they are.
We
listened to you finally. And we have a spectacular new team at the Fox Group Vacations, and some of the things they're really coming up with are really pretty awesome. And we're also going to Holland in April of next year. And that one is to see the tulips. And I have done that. You go to the Kukenhof Gardens, they plant like 3 million bulbs in the Kukenhof. When you're flying in to the Netherlands at that time of the year and you look out the window, get a window seat, definitely, because you just see blankets of color from all the tulip fields that are planted at that time of the year, and they're growing like crazy. So that's April 11th through the 18th. We're doing that with Trafalgar, so it's a good price. It's a nice, not a long trip, but a week in the Netherlands, one of my favorite countries to visit, and to see the tulips. And going to the Kukenhof is pretty awesome because it's not just tulips. It's just beautiful gardens, and they've got greenhouses full of irises and all different types of plant life and flower life. It's spectacular.
And you're still hitting Amsterdam on that one, too.
So absolutely. You're... And a great city, Amsterdam. So you'll still get the canals and have an opportunity to maybe go to the Anne Frank House or to the Rijksmuseum. Just a fabulous trip all around. So if you want to see some flowers get into the spring spirit, that is the one to hit for sure.
Okay.
Should I go on?
Let's do one more here.
Well, speaking of flowers, this is brand new. We're doing this with Insight Vacations, one of our favorites. We're doing the Chelsea Flower Show and the Gardens of Europe. So that is, if you're a gardener and you're into flowers, the Chelsea Flower Show is a huge deal over there. And so we'd love for you to join us May 20th through the 30th, going over to Europe and to Great Britain to see the Chelsea Flower Show, and then continuing on to see more gardens throughout Europe. So another fabulous, new, different trip. Check it out.
Again, the pictures on the website make you want to go. You need to check it out at foxworldtravel.com. If you go to the little menu on the top left-hand corner, go to Vacation Travel, you'll get a little drop-down. You go to Group Travel and Fox Group Vacations. That's where you'll see all of these that we're announcing today. I think we have one more we can announce yet today.
Two more.
Oh, there's two more.
There's two more. All yeah. Right. And I want to tell us about the insider thing, too. So remind me of that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we've got some time right now.
Okay.
Let's just quickly recap what all Fox World Travel can do outside of these group trips.
We are an all-encompassing travel company. We do everything from corporate travel to meetings and incentives to weddings. We will do everything and anything for you as a vacation. We can do air tickets. We can set up your own trips. We can do groups. So if there's any, you know, I was listening to the show on the way down and they said, if you do it yourself, you might have to fix it, and you don't want to do it twice. And
right.
We have a hard time fixing things, too, if you book yourself. So book with a travel agent and do it right the first time, and we can help you through any issues that you come through. It's really hard for us to make reparations and changes to things that you've booked yourself. So that's another thing I wanted to mention.
Yeah. So I do have a question on the wedding side of things. Do you guys have certain destinations that you have to send people, or can they pick anywhere and you help them plan that wedding,
they,
anywhere.
They can pick wherever they want to get married. Typically, we'll do a lot down in the Caribbean, Mexico, the islands, Hawaii.
The beachy areas is popular?
Absolutely. Okay. But Donna Crump, who is in our wedding department, helped her a little bit set up a wedding in Alaska. They got married in Seward, which was amazing. And then she did some things in Europe. So anywhere you have a wish to get married, we can make it happen for you.
So do you guys help just with the travel part of that then? Or is it also booking venues and finding hotels and all that?
We'll do everything. That's what our wedding specialists do. They work with the local people to set up the wedding. They'll set up the receptions, the rehearsals, the gentleman or lady that's going to do the service for you. They have every contact they need, and they'll find it and get it done for you. So
not just travel advisor, but wedding planner on top of it all.
Absolutely. Yeah, they are amazing, those ladies. I'm really proud to have them work for us.
Okay. FoxWorldTravel.com. Again, the menu, it looks like a little, as you call it, hamburger in the top left-hand corner. If you click on that, it opens up the world. See what I did there?
Very good.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for listening this morning. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. If you text FWT to that, you get a link to all the trips that we're announcing here for 2026. I also see, I went to foxworldtravel.com, and on the group page, I see this teal box that says sign up for insiders list. Tell me what that is.
That's something new. It is the Fox Group Vacations Insider List. So if you sign up for that, give us your email address. You actually would have gotten all of this information in advance to us announcing on the radio.
Fancy.
So we're trying to get you to take a peek and give you a sneak peek before and make you feel a little bit more VIP. So that's, I consider it a VIP insiders list. So go ahead and click on that teal box, sign up, and you'll be working with our marketing department, and they'll get things to you a little bit earlier.
Okay. So we said we had two more to announce for 2026. You actually briefly just mentioned one of them, so let's get that one first.
Yeah.
The Swiss Splendors by Rail. What is that trip all about?
I did, and I'm sorry. I'm so excited I lost track here. It's July 10th through the 18th, and this is a neat trip, pretty in-depth of Switzerland, and we're going to do a lot of train trips. So we're going to start in Geneva, and then we're going to go up to Lake Geneva for two nights, and then we'll take the rail to Zermatt, and then we take it up. So one night in Zermatt, and then we take the train through the mountains up to Interlaken for two nights. We do some neat side trips from there. We go up to Jungfrau Massif, and then by train as well. And then our last train trip will take us up to Lucerne, beautiful city there. And then we continue on by coach up to Zurich. So it's covers the entire country of Switzerland, a really neat itinerary, doing some fun things throughout, some great, wonderful hotels that we're staying at, meals included. They have great fondue in Switzerland. I'm sure we'll get some fondue. Just a neat trip all around. So take a peek at that one on our website.
It's been years since I've had fondue.
I know.
That used to be like a staple back in the 70s in my childhood.
Wasn't that the 70s pot?
Yeah,
the 70s fondue pot.
It was either orange or yellow pot.
Exactly. I think my mom still has hers. I should pick that. We should start that again.
We should do a fondue night. That'd
yeah,
be totally
absolutely.
Fun.
All right. Yeah. So that one's pretty cool. So there's the pictures I'm looking at right now.
Again,
and
the pictures are fabulous.
And that fondue just looks fantastic with that creamy cheese. Oh, my gosh. And then the last but not least.
This week. You said there's more coming.
There's more coming, which is crazy. I love it. But we're doing Treasures of Spain. Again, another one country only, very in-depth trip through Spain, October 16th through the 25th. We're going to start in Barcelona, fabulous city on the coast with the Las Ramblas and the La Sagrada Familia. Neat place to just wander through, get some tapas, get some great wines. Do two nights in Barcelona, then we'll continue on to Valencia for one day, one overnight, seeing some sights through along the way. And then we go down to Granada, and we do one night in Granada. Then we go to Seville, or Sevilla, as they say, in Spain for two nights. We'll tour Cordoba, and then we go up to Toledo, or Toledo, if you want to say it that way. And then we end in Madrid, the fabulous city of Madrid. So that is fun. Spain is just absolutely beautiful. We'll do a Make Travel Matter experience where we visit a private dance school. We're going to do an evening that we've included called the Andalusian Evening and Atmosphere of Old Seville, or Sevilla, where we're going to get locals specialties at a restaurant, and then we'll stroll through the squares. Everything about Spain is absolutely beautiful, that colonial architecture. And then we're also going to go to the unique city of Toledo, or Toledo. That's where El Greco lived, and you'll learn some art information and history as well.
Beautiful, beautiful photos and all the descriptions of everything, including what's all included with these trips, the hotel accommodations, the dining, the transportation, the pricing, everything's there. You can book online yourself by just clicking on a book online button, or of course, is there somebody at the office yet today?
Yeah, we're still open today, okay. Saturdays until Easter, I believe. Okay. So they are open 9 to noon. So if you want to get set up, I'd recommend calling ahead just to make sure. They get pretty busy. Make an appointment with one of our advisors and then find out if you want to find an expert, too. They'll help you with that. But have a sit down with them and discuss the trips that we're doing or anything you want to talk about travel.
That number is 866-GO-FOX-GO. 866-GO-FOX-GO. Somebody's there till noon, right?
Till noon, today. Correct. Yes.
Our number here at the studio, Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line, is 855-616-1620. We do have a question that came in. It says, do you need shots for the Egypt trip? That's from Lynn in Pewaukee. That's your trip you're going on, right?
Yes. You do not. Shots are recommended, but they're not required. So if you go to the CDC or the travel.state.gov websites, we also use a couple other websites, they give you a huge list of recommended shots. But there's nothing that's actually required. I know that I've had a few clients that bring along malaria pills, but I've never really seen any mosquitoes. It's totally up to you. We recommend that you highly, you know, talk to your doctor and your physician and find out what they would recommend for you. But again, like I said, nothing is a requirement. There's only recommendations.
Is that true everywhere or just Egypt that we're specifically talking
about?
Yeah,
just Egypt for this one, because when we do some of our Africa trips, there might be a different, they might need something that's actually required. So at this point, Egypt is perfectly fine, we're going to very safe regions with our tour. We're in constant contact with our guide, Hazem, and it's just a very easy-paced, wonderful trip. So,
okay. Yeah. One other thing to check before you go on any of these trips and start booking things is your passport.
Yes.
They should be valid 6 months after the trip.
Yes. That's what we highly recommend. Make sure you have at least 6 months validity on your passport from the return date. And that they do that on purpose, just in case there's something unfortunate that may happen while you're over there, that you have plenty of time to get home and your passport's not going to expire. Even if it's not recommended, we kind of like to see 6 months validity on your passport. And the way that the passports are running right now, how quickly they are processing them, you can apply online and you'll get them within a couple of weeks now. It's not like months like it used to be. Then it went to maybe 4 or 5 weeks. Now it's pretty quick. They do a quick turn on them with the online registration and all that.
Okay. When we come back, we'll recap everything we've announced for 2026 so far, and we'll take your calls and texts at 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Dayton Kane and Colleen Ulsberg here talking travel. We did get a text that says, is there a Fox World Travel person on the Wild World of Costa Rica with the group?
I'm assuming she's asking about a tour manager, which we have to meet a minimum number to send a tour manager along. We're doing really well. As soon as we hit that number, then we'll assign one of us to go along to Costa Rica. So keeping our fingers crossed. But we're doing pretty good. And speaking of that trip, why don't we talk about that trip
a
little bit?
Yeah, what about it? What's happening with that trip?
This is neat. Now, you've been to Costa Rica.
Yes.
I've been there several times. It's just a gorgeous, gorgeous country. And it's very, the people are fantastic. It's just got a great diversity to all the nature that is going on there. So you and I have both done all-inclusives, basically. Mm-hmm. We've stayed at the same place for a week. So this one's a little bit different. This is Wild Wonders of Costa Rica. It's November 1st through the 8th. Of this year, correct. And it's a land tour. So it's a little bit different. We're going to be taking our time and seeing more of the countryside by coach. So we'll go through flying in on Saturday, November 1st, and we're staying at the in San Jose. So we're going to start out in San Jose, and then we're going to do some boat rides there to see the sloths. That's the big thing there, is to see sloths and the monkeys and the toucans, and do all the national parks. We're going to go to Tortuguero National Park, which is doing a river cruise through there. So we'll see some of the wetlands and the lagoons and the rainforest. Big deal there as well. So nature lovers, this is perfect for you. The people that love national parks, if you love chocolate, it's probably a good place to go. You like some of the best coffee I've ever had in my life. We'll see the howler monkeys, go through onto Arenal volcano. So there's an active volcano there. You'll check out the volcano areas. We'll do a Make Travel Matter stop and visit a Tico family, which is a palm plantation, and then they show you how they grow their exotic vegetables there. Then we head on over to Arenal National Park, so you can see the volcano. Just a beautiful area as well. We'll do another Be My Guest situation where you stop at a local family's house and go through their botanical gardens, have lunch at their ranch, and then there's an option to take a bath in some of the thermal springs, which I know a lot of the last group that I took in February 1st, they were so adventurous, and they did everything from the waterfall tours, and they swam in the thermal springs, they did boat tours, they went out to the volcanoes. I could not keep up with them. They did everything. So this kind of just fully encompasses the entire country, and we'll do a little bit, go into the canopies and do all the things through the trees. It's really just a wonderful, wonderful trip. And then we'll also do the Manuel Antonio National Park, a lot of bird life. Again, the howler monkeys, looking for the sloths. And then we'll end in the San Jose area and fly home from there. So relaxing, yet a lot involved. Because it's a small country, but such a beautiful country. So
I like the fact you're seeing all of it, because the one side, the southeast side, is a lot different, or southwest side is a lot different than the northeast side of the...
Absolutely.
Is it a peninsula or is it an island?
It's more of a peninsula, yeah. But I always get confused because north and south it's a little bit different to see see the sunsets and the sunrises. You don't really get to see them because they're off to the sides. There's definitely a temperature change from one side to the other as well.
Dry versus wet.
Absolutely. So it's very diverse. It's such, and the people are so fantastic. And it's kind of like the hotspot for people moving down there. A lot of Americans are moving down there and wanting to stay.
All right. That's up on the website, foxworldtravel.com. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jack and Jan in New Berlin. They have a question about Switzerland. And we'll recap all the 2026 trips we announced last week and this week. We'll put Colleen on the spot and run through the list real quickly for you. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us, Dayton Kane and Colleen Ulzberg here, and we are talking travel. Let's go right over to Jack and Jan in New Berlin. Good morning. How are you?
We're great. Hi, Colleen.
Hi, Jack.
Do you remember Jack and Jan, our trip to Egypt?
Oh, absolutely. And you're going to highly recommend that people go, right?
Right. You and I shared a basket with the hot air balloon ride.
Yeah.
One thing to add to that was a sunrise over the Nile River.
Yeah, it's just absolutely incredible, isn't it? It's
spectacular.
Life-altering experience.
We're gonna miss you when you do Portugal. We're gonna be we're doing Portugal another time. But here, I wanted to ask about Switzerland by rail. I know you hyped it a little bit. Will that sell out pretty fast? I haven't signed up yet.
We still have space on it, and we did announce a tour manager on it. So I would book, you know, take a peek at it. You still have some time, Jack, but it's still out there to book, and it's still going. So absolutely take a peek.
Yeah. Yeah, both my sons are interested in going along, too. Now, calm it down a little bit. Vail, Colorado in June. Anything that comes to mind that you can hype that we should do? Jan and I are going there for our 67 wedding anniversary.
Wow. Holy cow. 67. Come on, you guys are only like 39. How did that happen, Jack?
Yeah, you know, 67 years, that's a long time. And we've gotten along because I remember the saying, happy wife, happy life.
There you go. Well, she is one of the most beautiful people I know, so there you go. Jack, I have not been to Vail, Colorado, which is pretty crazy.
We found a place Colleen has not been.
But I know it's beautiful. So
obviously, we're not going to ski, but we thought maybe we'd do one of the chairlifts or something like that. But yeah, that's what we're doing in June. And then, of course, Portugal and hopefully Switzerland by rail if I'm still kicking.
I think that sounds like a fabulous year, Jack. It's so great to hear from you both.
Have a great week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi. Okay.
Right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, we have another question here. It says, are there still openings on this year's Croatian Adriatic trip?
Yes, that is Croatia and the Treasures of the Adriatic, September 27th through October 11th. Yeah, we still have some space on that, so take a look at that. Talk to one of our advisors and get that settled in, too.
All right, let's wrap it up here. Let's talk through all the 2026 that we've gone over the last couple weeks.
Oh, my gosh, you really are putting me on the spot, but there's so much and there's more to come. We've got the Holland Tulips in the Kukanoff Garden in April. We've got Tuscany Vineyards and Cuisine in May. We've got the Chelsea Flowers Show in May. We've got Scandinavian Capitals, a Women's Only Tour in June. Cruising the coast of Croatia by yacht, that's in June. We have got our Swiss Splendors that we just talked about. This continuing again in July of 26. Going back to Portugal, doing a river cruise along the Douro River and learning about the port wines. That's in September. We've got Treasures of Spain in October and the Best of Italy in October. And then continuing on to some of our awesome exotics, we've got the Mekong Discovery with two nights in Saigon in February. We've got South Africa and Zimbabwe in May. Fantastic trip. I've done that a couple times. You won't be disappointed. And also safari in Tanzania. We sold out our 25 trip in a matter of minutes, it seemed like. And so we've offered it again for 26. And that one is October 31st through November 12th. And, of course, all kinds of great Alaska, including the new land tour that we just announced today in March to see the Northern Lights and the Iditarod, and then our great six departures in 26 with Holland America.
And some Hawaii thrown in there as well.
Oh, yeah, we got some Hawaii, too.
My goodness.
Don't forget Hawaii.
And you're telling me, and I'm finding this hard to believe, that when Andrea is in next week, she's going to have more to announce?
I believe so. I know they're feverishly working on getting everything all set and ready to go. The contracts are coming in like crazy. We're just getting everything set up on the website and our booking engines. It's just been mass chaos for 3 weeks.
Yeah, lots of trips that are announcing and a lot of different things, which is really cool. You guys, like you said, you're working some different angles. You've got a yacht that you're cruising on. You're doing rails. You're doing all kinds of cool stuff. So
yeah, and I'm excited for 26. I'm still excited for 25. We'll be leaving on our tours very soon for 25, but 26 sounds pretty cool.
I went on spring break yesterday, and I went down to the Lake Michigan and just stared out like I was on the ocean. Because it's
nice.
Big enough, you don't see anything, right? So you can pretend if you kind of just forget. It was 78 degrees, right?
Oh,
so
perfect.
I'm like, oh, I'm on spring break for like 10 minutes.
Blue skies and water. That's all you need. Yeah.
That's all you need. All right. Before we wrap it up and head over to Money Talk, remind everybody what all Fox World Travel can do.
Okay. We can do everything travel. give us a call if you have any questions at all. We do air tickets. We do rail. We do everything, individual groups, anything you want for your own travels. And if you have the corporate travel, we have a business travel that is quite huge at Fox World Travel. We do meetings and incentive group travel, and we also do destination weddings. So anything travel, don't hesitate to call us. If we can't do it, I would be surprised.
So even Rose says this once in a while, so I booked my hotel already, but I don't have my flight set up. Can you still help me?
Oh, absolutely. Give us a call. Yeah, we can piece things together for you quite easily. And like I said before, work with a travel agent. You know, we're there to help you with issues if they arise.
In today's ever-changing world, I don't know how I would travel without a travel agent, honestly, because you guys are the backup, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
If I'm on that trip and something's not happening, I'm not on my own.
Right.
Somebody can, I can call and I can get help and get somebody to help me figure it out.
Right. So. Let us sit on the phone for 3 hours.
All right.
Okay.
Good to see you the last couple of weeks.
You as well.
Andrea coming in next week for Rose, but we'll do it all over again. 9 o'clock every Saturday. It's the Fox World Travel Show. Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management coming in next with Money Talk on WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.